Work is never work if you're with Casey at work on 107.7.
Ms. Aidno, look at our number, Chigasang Jamali, one of a kind. We do have a guest here in studio. We kind of have similar names, but we'll get later daarbij kom. I'll sit with the barber, Megan Green, but I will the ice break. Ik wil die ijsbreken.
Wat gaat zij nou weer aanvangen?
I want to ask you something. If you get this one wrong, I must ask you another one. Okay, both of you listen. How do you spell yes? Yes, how do you spell the word yes?
Must I go or must she go?
Any one of you. Any one of you.
As Y-E?
S. Yes, Y-E-S. And if I add an E in front of the Y, then what does the word become?
Are you going to answer or should I? Should I show everyone how clever I am?
So show us.
Then it becomes ice.
Lekker J.
And I thank you.
Lekker J. Okay, now you.
It becomes what?
Ice.
Ice. It becomes ice. Ice.
What did you think? Was is slaap nog als ik wacht hier wel van jou.
Dus hij is op een ander level. Okay, man. Could you please move the mic a little closer to you?
Okay.
Miss, hij is op een ander level, ne?
Skip nog een van mij.
You think you're so clever now. Yes. Let me get you. Mm. Okay, so listen to this. The first part of this riddle is very important.
Okay.
You are a taxi driver. You are a taxi driver. You go to Amstel of Taxi Rank, you pick up 10 people. You drive to the stupa, you drop 5, you pick up 10 more. You go to town, you let everybody out. You pick up a whole new bunch of people. How old is a taxi driver?
It's my age. Ik ben niet taxi driver.
Lekker.
How you doing? Wat? Ze gaan me nooit vangen.
Maar is het op een ander level vandaag?
Het is op een ander level. You cannot catch me on a Thursday because more than vrijdag.
Te lekker, te lekker. Soos ons gesê het, ons het een gast hier so in die studio en mis eie die gast nou op die feed at Riddle Time. I think we should make that a thing, ne?
Ik dank ook soos lekker, man.
Lekker, sang hulle met die riddles. Lekker. Okay, so Megan, please introduce yourself.
Hi, she has already mentioned my name is Megan and I'm a lady barber.
I love that you say that.
A lady barber. Name was altijd lady barbers because usually ladies or females tend to go into the business of the hair salon.
Hairdressing, yeah.
Hairdressing and so. But now, why specifically barber, Megan?
For 6 months I was sitting in a barber. It was like basically near where I stay or live. And one day I decided I want to cut my hair. I don't know if the barbers know, I'm talking about a low fade right now. And before that I even cut my uncle's hair, you know, and I started to cut this guy's hair. He's also living in our road. And from there on I just started to cut my own hair.
Lekker.
Nice. I like your hairstyle at the moment, Mensa. If you can see, it's nice, man. It's lekker gekat en lekker getrim.
En daar is nog een pattern ook in.
Ja.
I will still put it in, guys.
Lekker. So, what helped you to become a successful entrepreneur?
Successful entrepreneur. You know, there's many things we can come around with successful. You know, we are never successful. We are still learning to become successful. So, the business it's still growing and I'm still growing because I'm still learning even though you know so I'm still learning.
Lekker.
You're talking to us now and I'm looking at you and I wanna know how old are you?
I mean,
you look young. You look like someone's still supposed to be at school. Do you mind sharing with us? Because I mean, you are very young, and you started your own business. You're an entrepreneur, and you're becoming a business owner, or you are a business owner. But at this age that you are, how old are you? If it's fine between the ages, if you don't want to say your age, say man it between 20 and 25 or younger or what.
I'm going to say my real age. It is 27.
Wow. 27. You look very, very younger, very much younger than that. And you may take it as a compliment.
Thank you.
Megan, tell us, did you raise money for your business? And if so, what problems did you experience initially? How did you raise money?
All right. At the moment, I am not only a barber. I am also doing a chefing course.
Wow, interesting. Megan, did you hear that?
Macy van Fiela Talenta.
And she didn't even bring something to eat for Yoni.
Ek is kwaad. Ek is kwaad. En ek klaai altyd van my maag wat kramp.
Ja, sir.
Oh, there will be still an opportunity, don't you worry.
I will hold you accountable to that. So how did you, ons praat nou lekker van geld, nee. So how did you raise money for your business and what problems did you experience initially?
So initially problems, I never had my own machine. I usually would borrow machines.
Yes.
And so, okay, with this chefing course, right, we do get a stipend, and I use that stipend to buy my own machine.
Lekker, Joy.
Clever.
You know, if you're gonna start a business, you're gonna have to think
out of the box, yeah.
Just to, okay, you're gonna use that money now. You know, you're gonna do this. Buy it. Just use that money because you know. You're going to use it in the future or you're going to need it.
It's such a valid statement that you're making because sometimes people think, yo, I'm trying to start my own business. And we did have this conversation earlier. You're thinking, you're sitting at home, I want to start this business, but I don't have X, Y, and Z. I first need to buy all the equipment before I can start. But here you are, you didn't have a machine yet. And you saw, listen, I'm going to take this money to use it. And instead of buying food or other essentials, I'm buying a machine. I want to start this business. And if there's people out there who are also in a similar situation that you are right now, there is already an idea. Take that money instead of airtime and data. Save the money because just work towards your dream.
Nice. So what have you learned from your earliest mistakes and how did it help you?
Okay, my earliest mistakes. I have thought about that.
I don't think she had any mistakes.
Golden girl.
Well, there where she mentioned that of Miss A mentioned, instead of buying unnecessary things, buy what you
need.
Yeah.
Because
you know you're going to need that.
In the future, yeah.
Yeah. So I have made those mistakes.
Nice. I think we all have.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Megan, what advice would you give to young entrepreneurs who are losing courage? You know, it's not easy. To start their own business, and I'm sure you're still also on that venture, you're discovering yourself as well, and you told me about the struggles that you are facing. But what advice would you give to young entrepreneurs and who are unsure?
Okay, every day when I'm cutting a customer, I would tell them, okay, how I started this and what and then I would tell them, listen here, it's your guys, it, and they would tell me, this is what their advice would be to me.
Yeah.
Listen, this is early startings, man. This is the beginning, it's still gonna take time.
Yeah, true. Things doesn't just happen like what is your saying now we're out at Megan?
Ik bedoel,
wat was hij gebouwd in de dag?
Oh, Rome was hij gebouwd in de dag.
Yes, they would tell me that as well.
Yeah. And then how did you build your network of contacts and support structures? And why is that important? I mean, as ik nou een barbershop moet opmaken, ik kan nou die beste barbers hire. But waar had ik mijn clients kreeg? You know, how did you build up that for you?
I never bolded my clients, though, but what I can say is that network of contacts, support structures. Okay, support structures. I would go to barbers, right? Because this is my other friend also told me just the other day, and he's also in a business, and he told me, Megan, just go to different barbers, just check what they do, what they have, and don't be afraid to ask.
How did you do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you have a question, if you are struggling with something, ask them.
Mm.
Don't just sit there and be clever because you know afraid or you okay, so you know it's fine. I know it all. No, you're gonna have to ask. You have to go out and go and ask.
Ek dink dis die grootste fout wat ons almal maak. Ons het almal mekaar nodig. Whether jy nou 50 jaar ondervinding het of jy nou 2 maande ondervinding het, there's always something that someone else knows that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And jy moet net uit trots Ja, agtens, dit van hoekom sal ek nou vir Megan vra hoe om 'n koek te bak as ek nou al 10 jaar koeke bak. You know, is daai trots wat mens agterhou. So dis amazing wat jy nou daar gesê het.
Ja, Megan, so you told us now that I think you already mentioned this somewhere along the line, but just to get another clear
understanding.
How do you handle economic challenges and the changing market conditions at the moment?
Okay, economic challenges. Well, every day maybe something is going up, prices is going up, you know.
Through that.
So, if the money you are making, which if you have it, buy the product which you can buy, you know. Even it's like, also what a thing I'm struggling with is like, every day I don't really have, even if you don't have taxi fare, you know, like, I would walk instead.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes times when you just, you have to not take a taxi. It's like raining away.
Yeah.
But yeah. And what did you say? Market conditions.
The changing market conditions.
By that, I would say, I would Google. And if I see, okay, this is the new latest and trends and whatever, I would learn this just to satisfy the customer.
Mm.
Lovely, I like yes. that.
You really are inspirational. I don't think I could ever be able to handle all of that. As a young female, so I do have a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. With that being said, how do you manage the risk and make decisions about the future of your business?
Risks? Well, come on, who doesn't have to? We have to take risks to
in our everyday life, right?
Yeah, if you're not going to take a risk, you're not going to
No. What's waiting on the other side. Yeah. There's a cool Afrikaans saying that goes, Vini Vagni, Vini Lekker.
How do you balance your personal life and work, Megan? Because it was so difficult for me to get hold of you. And I'm thinking, are you busy? Maybe she's busy in the barbershop.
You had her on a trip.
Megan, I can't find Megan, man. So how do you balance your personal and your man? Vertel vir my, is there a balance or do you just go with the flow?
Work and personal life.
Yeah.
You have to sacrifice. Yeah, you have to sacrifice a lot to make a business successful. Really. Okay. But then again, you also have to give your personal life also time for that as well.
Mm. Yeah, you need to look after yourself as well.
Yeah.
I know another female that is also starting out as a barber. And sometimes it's difficult because people would tend just to call her and say, listen, I'm coming for my hair. Be ready, be at home.
Mm.
And then they forget that you as a human being also has other things to do. Do you understand? So that is where you need to draw the line and say, listen, yeah, I'm not available now. I'm going out. But at, on the other hand, you're also thinking, oh, I can't lose this client because why I'm going to make money.
Yeah.
So that is the challenge for you guys, especially if you, yeah. you've got your own business.
Yes. And the other thing is, comments, so like, jy maak letterlijk staat op die persoon wat jy kies om jou naals te doen, of jou haare te doen, of jou grimering te doen. Yeah. Jy maak letterlijk, for you, there's no other person. Like, for you, I do my nails by one person. I braid my hair by one person.
Yeah.
Like, for us, there's only like, we need you. And I think that's an amazing feeling to know that you are making a change in someone's life. Because ek kan jou toe kom net voor ek 'n werk onderhoud moet doen. And then you fix me up and give me enough confidence to ace that interview.
Amazing. I just want to say thank you so much for coming to Case at Work. We really do appreciate that you took time out, and that is why the question of the balance between work and personal life, you know. So now you just got a bit of time for yourself. Jy kon praat van jou besigheid, ja. And I've got one last question for you, and then you are free and you are off the hook. Jy sê kan also op van al die lang vrae.
Not eens. Ek gaan julle nie een van julle twee laat gaan sonder nog 'n raaisel nie. Daniel Diederik van die Perel het nou nog 'n riddle ingestuur en ek is ready vir julle.
Okay, the last question that I have for you, Megan, before this vrou vra my vas, is how do you grow personally and professionally with in your business?
This has now gone through my head now. You know, before we like what the mistakes we as youngsters as Daniel, I think in the past was we want to be a boss, right? We all want to be a boss,
of course,
but we don't know with the. That we have to put in, you know, how this business has changed me. Wow, I'm not gonna lie with you guys. Really,
it humbled
I don't
you.
Even want to be called a boss.
It humbled you.
Really, it humbled me.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it humbled me. Because there's challenges you have to face. Maybe there's like, maybe this breaks, then you have to fix this. Mm-hmm. So you have to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
This happens, then you have to do that.
It's the responsibility.
It's yeah. a responsibility.
Yeah, you became more responsible.
Yeah.
That's amazing. En nou dit tyd geword vir my om vir julle weer te kry.
Ach, vader.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I am ready. Are you ready, Megan?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got this riddle from Daniel Diederik. He sent us a WhatsApp message. With this riddle. And I got it wrong 1-2 times. And then I got it right. But then there's a reason. I had to give a reason why I'm giving him the right answer. So be ready for action. So, five sheep, one cow, and one god walks over a bridge. How many feet walked over that bridge?
Five sheep.
One cow, and one god. Like, die skaapwagter, die ou wat vir hulle oppas. Five sheep, one cow, and one god walked over a bridge. How many feet walked over that bridge?
I would say only two.
Why?
Because the god is the person with the feet.
And why only two?
Die ander sit poorte.
Call squad. Call squad. Call squad. Miss Icy Riddle Champ for that. Did I start for you 6 in a row? On top of the hour, we do say thank you very much to Megan for filling the studio with love, light, and inspiration.
Bye,
tot ons weer eendag gesels. Van my kant af, tot ziens.